Acts chapter 17. Now when they had passed through Amphipolis and Apollonia, they came to Thessalonica, where was a synagogue of the Jews. And Paul, as his manner was, went into them, and 3 Sabbath days reasoned with them out of the Scriptures, opening and alleging that the Messiah must needs have suffered, and risen again from the dead, and that this Yeshua, whom I preach to you, is the Messiah. Some of them believed, and consorted with Paul and Silas, and of the devout Greeks a great multitude, and of the chief women not a few. But the Jews which did not believe, moved with envy, took them certain lewd fellows of the baser sort, and gathered a company, and set all the city on an uproar, and assaulted the house of Jason, and sought to bring them out to the people. And when they had found them not, they drew Jason and certain brothers into the rulers of the city, and crying, "These that have turned the world upside down are come here also, whom Jason has received, and these all do contrary to the decrees of Caesar, saying that there is another king, one Yeshua." And they troubled the people and the rulers of the city when they heard these things. And when they had taken security of Jason and of the other, they let them go. And the brothers immediately sent away Paul and Silas by night to Berea, who, coming there, went to the synagogue of the Jews. These were more noble than those in Thessalonica, in that they received the word with all readiness of mind, and searched the Scriptures daily to find whether these things were so. Therefore many of them believed, also of honorable women, which were Greeks, and of men not a few. But when the Jews of Thessalonica had knowledge that the word of Yahweh was preached of Paul at Berea, they came there also and stirred up the people. And then immediately the brothers sent away Paul to go, as it were, to the sea. But Silas and Timothy stayed there still. And they that conducted Paul brought him to Athens. And receiving a commandment unto Silas and Timothy to go come to him with all speed, they departed. Now while Paul waited for them at Athens, his spirit was stirred in him when he saw the city wholly given to idolatry. Therefore he disputed in the synagogue with the Jews, and with the devout persons, and in the market daily with them that met with him. Then certain philosophers of the Epicureans and of the Stoics encountered him, and some said, "What will this babbler say?" Others think he seems to be a proclaimer of strange demons, because he preached to them Yeshua and the resurrection. And they took him and brought him to Areopagus, saying, "May we know what this new doctrine, whereof whatever you speak of, is? For you bring certain strange things to our ears. We would know, therefore, what these things mean." For all the Athenians and strangers which were there spent their time in nothing else but either to tell or to hear some new thing. Then Paul stood in the midst of Mars Hill and said, "You men of Athens, I perceive that in all things you are very religious. For as I passed by and beheld your devotions, I found an altar with this inscription, 'To the unknown God.' Whom therefore you ignorantly worship, him I declare unto you, Yahweh, that made the world and all things therein, seeing that he is sovereign of heaven and earth, dwells not in temples made with hands, neither is he worshipped with men's hands, as though he needed anything, seeing he gives all to all life and breath and all things, and has made of one blood all nations of men for to dwell on all the face of the earth, and has determined the times before appointed and the bounds of their habitation, that they should seek Yahweh, if at least they might feel after him and find him, though he be not far from every one of us. For in him we live and move and have our being, as certain also of your own poets have said, 'For we are also his offspring.' For as much then as we are the offspring of Yahweh, we ought not to think what the supreme being is like to gold or silver or stone, graven by art and man's device. And the times of this ignorance Yahweh winked at, but now he commands all men everywhere to repent, because he has appointed a day in the which he will judge the world in righteousness by that man whom he has ordained, whereof he has given assurance to all men, in that he has raised him from the dead. And when they heard of the resurrection of the dead, some mocked, and others said, 'We'll hear you again of this matter later.' So Paul departed from among them. Howbeit, certain men stayed with him and believed, among the which was Dionysius the Areopagite, and a woman named Damaris, and others with them." End of chapter.